excuses.
Teenager, we major, now let's go stupid. Something a hole in the stage, back up us, so go through it. How you gon' say you are just like us, but cannot do this? Two in the players in your whole team, they are so useless, they useless.
Major. This episode is inspired by the Wild Beasts Simple Beautiful Truth drum remix, inspired by Nami, an amazing healer who helped me work through some deep things yesterday. You can follow her on Instagram at Nami8__. That's Nami8__. If you need your cards read, or if you want to do an energy healing session, please hit her up. She is the truth. And this is also inspired by my cousin Lauren, who told me that even when I speak about negative things, it comes across positive. So thank you, cuz. Love you. It's a major, major, major. Good morning, everyone. This is episode 3 of the Major Mood podcast, and I think I actually have a title for this one, because again, I got some, well, I'm blessed. I got some amazing, feedback yesterday, and it's so funny because I really thought that episode was boring. And then I had, you know, people reaching out to me saying, I don't want to sit here and act like I'm bragging or anything. And it's so funny, right? Because if we talk positively about ourselves, we like second guess like how it's coming off. But we'll talk about ourselves so negatively and be like, it's okay. No, I'm not bragging. I got great feedback again. And one of the bits of feedback that really stood out to me is my cousin Lauren, actually. She said that even if I was to talk about negative things on this podcast, and even when I discuss those, you know, say harsh truths or negative emotions or feelings that people don't like to talk about, she said it made her feel positive. And it made me think, and this is, I'm coming around, I promise. This is coming back to the title of the episode 3. It made me think of one of my favorite sentiments, and I actually think this is probably my biggest ideology that I live by. And it's this phrase that the truth is always beautiful. And I fully believe that. I've always believed that. So I had never heard it before. And it's funny because I was looking up the song before I started this podcast a few minutes ago, and I saw a quote. I didn't even fully read it, but I guess the original quote is by someone that says the truth is not always beautiful. And let me actually look that up really quick. The quote is, the truth is not always beautiful, nor beautiful words the truth. I don't really know what that means. Nor beautiful words the truth. Somebody who understands that a little better than me can clear that up. But anyways, the point of this is not that quote, because I don't agree with that quote. I do in some sense, but I think what they were trying to say, it was a Lao Tzu quote. God, please don't make fun of me because of my pronunciation. I'm just trying here. I think what they were trying to say is the truth is not always fun to hear. It's not always pretty, right? But in terms of my ideology, is that I believe the truth is always beautiful, even when it's negative. And the first time I heard it spoken that way is I was listening to this song called, it's a beautiful song. It's called A Simple Beautiful Truth, and it's by Wild Beasts. But I heard the drum remix. That's DJRUM remix. It's gorgeous. It's an absolutely breathtaking song. And I stand by that. And I've always stood by that, that vulnerability is truth. And vulnerability can oftentimes lead to some secrets that we don't want to share. But in my view of the world, if it's true, it's important. And it's beautiful because it's going to lead you somewhere greater, right? So, for example, if you're in love with someone and you find out they don't love you, and that's the truth, right? Maybe it's the truth. They don't love you. It's hard and it's upsetting and it can lead you down a whirlwind of emotions that you don't want to go through, but it's beautiful that you are able to find that out and hopefully find it out sooner than later so that you can move on, so that you can go to that next stage in your life and find the right person for you or the right thing for you. It might not even be a person. Maybe you need yourself. That's where I'm at right now. You know, I've fixated on love so much my whole life. I think we all do, right? Like, I can't wait to just fully connect with that person. But I realized recently, and it's been reiterated to me a few times over, I had an amazing energy healing session with God. Her name is Nami, and she is an infinite, beautiful being. I'll plug her in here, you know, when I re-record the beginning a little bit, just to say what's going on. I'll plug her name in here so you guys know who she is. Nami, if you need any healing, if you want your cards read, she'll read your chart and it will be pretty on point. I'd advise anyone to go to her. But I had a beautiful session with her, and I've known this for a while, even though, you know, I've always been a bit lonely, but I think I wonder sometimes if people who are lonely or people who, let me rephrase that, I'm a deep person, right? And a lot of my friends are deep people, and I find that a lot of people around me are deep people, empathetic, deep thinkers. And I wonder if we often confuse the depth of the connections we want, right? Because when you're a deep person, you love connecting. I wonder if we confuse our wants and needs as wanting to connect with seeking out a love interest when it's really a deeper connection with ourselves, right? There's so much talk about codependency, and trust me, I've been through it. I was in therapy for a while for codependency issues, and I learned a lot. Listen, people say shit on therapy, but what therapy teaches me is you don't need to take every single thing from therapy. But as humans, we have patterns, right? And sometimes it's helpful to hear that the feelings you're feeling fall in line with a pattern. Do I think that these terms and, anxiety, depression, codependency, this, that, and the other thing define each of us as an individual? No. But when I saw some patterns, I was like, yep, got to make those changes. Point being, because I feel like I'm getting so off track, is I've been wondering if me seeking a deeper connection and looking for it in another person, if the reason I can't find it and the reason that all my relationships don't always pan out the way I expect them to is because that deeper connection is with God, is with me, is with myself. That's what I'm doing through this podcast. And the reason I mentioned my healing session with Nami yesterday is because she told me that at this time in my life, I'm really, really supposed to connect with myself and with God and really search within and not on the exterior. And it does go back to me wondering, and I said this to my therapist once. I said, have you ever thought that people that tend to struggle with codependency are actually just like really deep thinkers and empaths looking for connection? So they misconstrue what they're seeking and they look for it in another person when they're really looking for it in the universe. And that's just a concept I said. I think she thought it was pretty cool. Sometimes when I was in therapy, I thought, like, I think I'm, like, dropping gems on this girl, you know? But she was an amazing therapist. She changed my life, actually. So I advise therapy to people who just, like, what I say is try everything, right? You know, I've had people that had suicidal ideations around me and different issues, mental health issues. And I always say, listen, before you give up, have you tried everything yet? Just try everything. So dip into therapy. See if you like it. If you don't, dip into something else. Go do ayahuasca in Peru. I don't know, you know, try things. Try things. But if you do ayahuasca in Peru, please research it because that's a big tourist attraction and like you'll wind up like, that's a whole other story. We'll talk about that in another episode. back to the truth, is always beautiful. That's how I've lived my life. Just kind of always wanting to know the truth, even if it's difficult to take in, especially about myself. I consider myself someone who likes to play devil's advocate a lot with myself, right? So I love being wrong. I might not seem that way initially, and it might not, you know, it might be difficult, like being wrong or feeling like you're wrong, or in the moment your body goes on the defense, right? Your nervous system is like, no, don't be wrong, because if I'm wrong, that makes me a bad person, which is another thing we'll talk about in depth, because I find that a lot of people, don't like to admit their faults because they hold themselves in contempt. Like, if I admit that I made this mistake or I did this thing wrong, it makes me a bad person. It's like, no, it makes you human. It's what you do with the realization that you made that mistake that still doesn't make you wrong or a bad person, but, you know, kind of shows where you're at spiritually or your character or your ability to change your behaviors. And if you're not able to change those behaviors, even after knowing what's going on, then maybe you need therapy. I'm just kidding. I'm saying, and I promise, anything I say on this podcast is because, bruh, I couldn't change my behaviors at one point. You feel me? Like, that's the truth. Yeah, I mean, let's just be totally honest here. Let's be totally raw. That's another word that came up with the feedback from yesterday's podcast is that it was raw and it was real. And that's where I'm going with these podcasts now. And in relation to this, like, the truth is raw, right? Realizing these things about ourselves is raw and real and beautiful. And, you know, the reason I bring up playing devil's advocate is, like, I want to know the truth. I want to know if I'm wrong. I want to know if I'm behaving poorly. I want to know if I'm hurting other people. As harsh as that is, it's the first step in changing yourself. And we're here to grow. We're not here to be perfect our whole lives. Why would we be alive? What would be the purpose? Just to, oh, God put me here and look who I am and I just exist. And no, we're meant to change. Every day our body grows and changes, our cells. I don't know much about the human body, but I'm pretty sure our cells like regenerate themselves and our skin falls off. And every day our body is internally and externally changing into a new being. And we're supposed to flow with that. And the truth is changing, right? The truth changes all the time. Like, I know when I was younger, I used to have some such, like, stern, like, truths. Like, I was like, this is my opinion. And I realized that maturity is the ability to change your opinion. Because as you change, wouldn't your outlook and your opinions change, right? It's crazy. But it's beautiful. And that's how I feel about things. And I don't run from the harsh truths because there's beauty on the other end. I want to know. And I want to know about myself. And you know, I have these tattoos on my arm. On my right arm, it says dig deeper. And on my left arm, it says rise higher. And I believe that. I believe that the deeper you dig within yourself, the higher you rise in the universe. And it's something, another, you know, sentiment I live by. And I hope that, let me be totally honest. In the middle of this podcast, my dog started eating and I had to pause and regroup my train of thought. And I'm just going to breathe for a second and bring it back in because I was really on a roll and then life happened, you know, but that's life. And right now, what's wrong with me, right? So right now, I feel like I'm not in that energy again. I'm not as fully present. This is the truth. It's harsh, but it's beautiful. I probably might have just ended a conversation that was flowing through me so well, and I couldn't hack hearing him eat in the background, and I lost my ability to be present. And I'm sorry if it brought you guys out of your, you know, focus, if you were listening intently, and then now I'm thrown off a little bit, but it's the truth, right? And we're all just here trying to figure it out. And I'm proud of myself for continuing on. And I hope this is resonating. I feel like it is. I don't know. I don't know if I should stop the podcast now because I'm so thrown off, but I just want to keep things raw and uncut and make sure I'm helping people. And that's what I feel. You know, another thing that came up in my healing session is that I'm a healer. Nami told me, she said, listen, girl, you're here to heal other people. You're here for the collective. And I believe that. I've always believed that. And I didn't know how I was going to do it. I thought it was through music. And I'm not saying it isn't, but I feel like myself more than ever. And it's this podcast is bringing me so much joy. And I always thought it would be through music. And I realized, like, seasons change. I've changed a bit. And that's a harsh truth for me, right? Like, I had to accept that, like, I don't want to make music right now. Do you know how hard that is for me? I've been doing this for 12 years. I've been in the studio for 12 years. I have been recording and releasing. And, like, when I stopped about 6 months ago, I was like, who am I? Who am I? And look at, here I am, speaking my truth. It was so hard to feel like I didn't want to make music. And, you know, I'm I have to keep repeating back, right? Like, I still make music. I have written songs recently, but this is my focus right now. And as harsh as it is that maybe my calling might not have been to blow up through the music industry. Maybe my calling was to find myself through expressing myself through these words and through this truth. And that's beautiful. It's beautiful that I'm here right now saying all this. I'm thankful and I'm grateful for it. And because I wake up every morning now and I run to this phone. Yes, I record this on my cell phone, on my voice notes. I realized while I was like, I auditioned for a commercial the other week and they needed my audition really quick. They were looking for a rapper with a raspy voice. Here I am, right? And they asked me to send it really, they wanted me to read a script and send it on the voice note. And I realized, wow, my phone picks up my voice really well, like all the different elements of my voice. So I record this podcast on Voice Memo. So for anyone who is on a budget and wants to do a podcast or anything like this, Voice Memo, find a quiet room, do it. Point of this is, though, that I wake up every morning and I run to my phone like I used to run to the mic. And I'm changing and I'm becoming a different person. And just like I said before, how maturity is from changing, the ability to change your opinions and not feeling guilt for your old ones. Just realizing, hey, I've grown. In the same way as maturity is me realizing that I'm in the season of podcasts. I'm not in the seasons of hip-hop and rap. I do love hip-hop, though. I'll get back there. And if I don't, I don't know. One day at a time, right? But that's the truth. And it's beautiful. And y'all are beautiful. And follow your gut and follow your heart and trust your instinct. If something doesn't feel right, it doesn't mean that it's not right. It just means that it's not right for you. And that's a beautiful thing, knowing that even if it's something you think you want. I thought I wanted the music industry so bad. And the further I got up the ladder, even though I had put 12 years of work in, I started seeing people in the industry and I'm like, oh, I don't even fuck with y'all. I'm not even trying to chill with y'all, you know? Some people, oh my God, come on. Let me take that back a second. My best friends are in the music industry. My best friends are creatives. But people that are the gatekeepers to the industry, they are not my best friends. I'm trying to be a gatekeeper to some industry. I don't know what it is. I'll figure that out in time. But look at that. Even after working at something for 12 years, I realized it might not be my path. And it's a harsh truth, but it's beautiful. And the truth is always beautiful. So even if the truth, even if something is looking you in the face and saying you're wrong, go deeper into that. It will turn out better for you in the end. I am happy right now. I'm happy right now. Again, I'm up. And just because I follow my heart and my passion, I'm sitting here doing this episode. Again, I didn't plan this episode. Before I started this podcast, I had episodes written out. I haven't done one of them. The first episode, all I did was say, I'm going to call it the archives because I archive my Instagram. And boom, all this came out of me. And it's coming out beautiful, right? Because it's the truth. And I'm going to sit in this podcast and I'm going to talk about everything and anything that resonates with me, no matter how dark and harsh it can be. I'm going to do it. So remember that, guys. The truth is always beautiful. I love y'all. It's 8:51 a.m. Have a blessed day. Let's get it. Thank you.
is always beautiful.
And the truth is always beautiful.